Praise be Jesus and Mary. As we continue our Lenten journey, it's important for us to bear in mind this parable that our Lord gives us in today's gospel. It's one of the things that's unfortunate as we strive to come close to the Lord that we find ourselves, really to say it, you know, we're challenged with this. We look at other people and, well, we go to Mass, you know, maybe we just do Sunday Mass or we, you know, go to Mass more frequently, maybe we go every day or several times a week. And so we get this attitude where, you know, Lord, thank you for not making me like these other people who don't go to Sunday Mass. They don't go to Mass on Sunday. They don't do this. They don't do. We start having our litany of how great we are. It's not how great we are. It's how great God is. It's an important point to realize that before Him, you look and read the lives of the saints. They never had an attitude where they thought that they were holy. And when we realize the holiness, the true holiness of God, you know, say St. Teresa of Avila, she gives, if you read her biography and other works, she makes this one description of, you know, seeing God as it were as this beautiful gem. Obviously, God can't be contained in a gem, but it gives us an analogy. And you have this crystal clear, perfect, totally perfect gem. It's just so crystal clear. And then you realize that there's a black spot in the gem. And as you start noticing this black spot, you look at it a little closer, you realize it's you. And there's no place to hide. When we compare the holiness of God, I mean, we're the black spots in that gem. God can make us holy. He can make us pure, but we need to be humble. We need to recognize this is one of the other analogies. It's a beautiful one that's made by the saints is oftentimes, and this is something we have often seen in our own homes where the light comes through the window and you see the sunbeam coming through and you see all the dust floating in your clean house that you've just thoroughly cleaned. You've done your spring cleaning and everything else. And yet when you're all done, the sunbeam comes in and shows you how much dust is still floating in your air. And this is the holiness that the saints realize when they recognize the holiness of God and then look at themselves. There's still dust floating in the air. After they've done all their cleaning, all the purging, all their penance, trying to live a holy life, and yet there's still dust floating in the air. There's still that dust that only by God's grace can it be totally gotten rid of. In this life, we'll always struggle with this. We have our faults. We have our failings. You know, the beginning journey, we're trying to we're trying to get rid of our mortal sins. Later on, we should be trying to root out our venial sins. And yet, there'll always be a fault. Through all our life, we're going to have some fault that we have to work on. And in part, that helps to keep us humble. You know, when we look at our brother and sister in Christ, and we maybe think that they're not doing so well, and yet I know myself. I know how well or how poor I'm doing. This is often one of the things that's about Lent that we're supposed to bear in mind is I have compassion on my brother and sister in Christ because I'm a sinner. And how do I want people to look at me when I fail? Well, I want to be encouraged. I certainly want to be encouraged to give up the sin. But yet we have difficulties. We keep trying. We don't give up. And what's the analogy? It's Christ falls carrying the cross. And what does he teach us when he falls carrying the cross? He picks it up and keeps going. This is our failings. At some point in life, as you get better and better, when you stumble and fall in that little fault that you seem to never get rid of, you keep picking it up and you keep trying to do your best. By God's grace, as St. Therese of Lisieux, I like to mention that she's an encouragement when we look at things like this. Contemplate these kinds of, you know, this perspective. You know, 10 years she was trying to get over being a crybaby. And she realized it was a weakness that she would just break down and cry at the simplest things. And she absolutely hated it. She hated the fact that she did that. It's for 10 years. And in one instant, with the help of God's grace, in one instant, it's not always this way. Usually it's a long, drawn-out battle. But in her case, God in one instant showed her what she is of herself and what she is with his strength. and she instantly recovered a strength that she had in her earlier years, which she recollects not being easy to, she wasn't an easy person to make to cry when she was very, very little. It wasn't until it was the tragedy of her mother's death that actually kind of made it happen to her. But at any rate, it took her 10 years, and she persevered. She kept trying to do her best. Eventually, God gave her that grace. So when we look at our brother and sister in Christ and start thinking less of them, there's a beautiful little idiom from the it's an Irish saying, "There but for the grace of God go I." God can demonstrate, if I'm proud and looking down on my neighbor, God can show me, not only can I be like my neighbor, who I'm looking down on, I can be worse. It's really, we need to thank God, as St. Teresa of Avila says, when I'm, either if a fault is pointed out to me, or if I notice somebody else's fault or failing, I should examine myself to see if I have that fault. One of the ways we learn ourselves is by looking what irritates me about other people. Oftentimes what irritates them is our own faults that we see in them. And we don't usually pick it up. That's one of the reasons why God says, take the beam out of your own eye, and then you can see rightly to help your brother take the speck out of his eye. Sometimes once you get the beam out of your own, you don't see the speck in your brother's eye anymore. Because then you can see clearly. This is, as we continue this Lenten journey, to ask our Lord to help us to be humble, to acknowledge our own sinfulness, and acknowledging that sinfulness, to really help our brother and sister. We learn from how do I want to be corrected? We do need to be corrected, and it's not a pleasant thing. We have our faults and our failings, and yet what makes it easy for me to be corrected? When I am, things are pointed out, if I do this, if I do that, and how is it, when it's done, that I find it easier to accept? And to really contemplate that. This is one of the things when we try to draw our brothers and sisters to Christ, to come before our Lord to receive His grace, to pray to Him that we might say the right words to touch a heart and draw it back to Him. This is one of the great works that can cover a multitude of our own sins. It's one of the reasons why we should not look down on our neighbor, but we should take up that challenge to draw them to Christ. Instead of looking down on them, to try to be an encouragement. And it's not easy to say the right things, because part of our human nature, we're weak, we're full of sins, and it's one of the signs, even in this receiving corrections, we bristle like porcupines. Don't tell me about my faults. I see all kinds of, you work on yourself. And so we need to encourage one another, recognizing that it's difficult. And sometimes, one of the things in the spiritual life that we learn is sometimes when people are stubborn with regards to especially the lighter faults, venial sins and such, sometimes you just have to live with it and bear it and pray for them, do penance for them, that they might give it up. Of course, we sometimes have to do that even with mortal sins, but with mortal sins, sometimes you really have to work, you have to sometimes inform people with regards to the mortal sin. In their own time. I'm not going to elaborate on that one, not in this homily. It's a whole other homily in itself. But there are times when it's delayed, you might say, because we need to pray to God that we say the right words. Again, turning to St. Therese is a very good example. That we're trying to draw sinners to Christ, it's not we who are doing it. It's we who are cooperating with God's grace and the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, which means we need to pray and fast and do penance. And even works of charity where there's, say, it's not so difficult in drawing the sinner to Christ, so that we might obtain the grace from God to say the right things to draw a sinner back to God, including ourselves sometimes. Let us pray to Our Lady, she who's the best at this, helping people to come to Christ. This is her office, if you will, to draw sinners to Christ. This is what she does when she made her fiat. She gave us Christ so that Christ might renew us and make us. She worked with the Holy, she cooperated with the Holy Spirit, bringing Christ into our lives. And so it's through her and the Holy Spirit that we want to cooperate with her, turning to the Holy Spirit, so that Christ might be born in not only in us, but in other souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.